This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Lynn, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes. I'm joined in the studio today by
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj,
who will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Interesting show lined up for you guys today. We have a lead story where we found out that Snapchat will be letting users register to vote directly from its app. That is, you cannot vote via the app, just to be clear. You can just register to vote, for now at least, anyway. That's the story that we're leading with. We are asking you the question, would an app like this encourage young voters to register to vote here in Malaysia? Let us know what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, or get us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. So that's story number one. Story number two, some inventions that Alibaba are working on right now, including room service robots.
Yes,
that sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing, right? Story number three, about deepfakes and how these the idea of deepfakes could be used in a positive light. So we're going to explore that. And then wrapping up with story number four, about some of the real reasons why China is so much faster at embracing cashless payment, something we discussed last week and got quite a bit of a response. Mm. So let's start off with this story about Snapchat. Then, as far as I was aware, Snapchat seemed to be a platform that was dying, but this could be something that might help resurrect it over in the US.
Yeah, you know, this actually really took me by surprise, because Snapchat is not really a company that has taken a lot of political stances on things, but ahead of the US midterm elections, Snapchat is using its app to encourage users to register to vote. They're making this a functionality available to everyone over the age of 18 in the US who will receive a voter registration link from the app, and then clicking it will launch a Snapchat-branded mobile site where users can register to vote.
Great.
They will also send a Team Snapchat message to the 80% of its U.S. users who are of voting age, and also launch a filter to promote National Voter Registration Day, which is really cool. And I found this really interesting just because I think in light of the most recent news that the voting age is going to be lowered here in Malaysia to 18 from 21 following a cabinet decision. This was announced, I think, on the it says here the 20th of September on the Star. And I would be curious to see if something like this, if an initiative like this, maybe not from Snapchat, but maybe a government created app, right, where you could just register to vote on the app, if that would.
My only kind of problem with that is some of the. And I put this in air quotes, government-created apps have not been the best of apps that have been developed.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a new government, it's a new time, there's new developers out there. Perhaps I'm just being a cynic.
No, I'm sorry, but I think this is completely doable. I think the government could completely do this because, you know, declaring your income tax right now, it is so easy. We do it via e-filing. So what all you need is an online portal for you to register as a voter. Mm. And I think an app makes it easier for you to do it via mobile. Everyone is mobile first today. But all you need, for me, I think the solution is just allowing youngsters to register online.
Yeah. You know, we've had comments already from one guy, November Blaze, who said, you know, registration and turnout are two very different things.
Yes. Mm.
Good point. You know, I mean, and that's something that we are willing to discuss later on. Chris, do you just want to carry on with the story? There's more to it.
Yeah. So basically, the move follows a similar initiative from Instagram as well, which has also recently partnered with this company called TurboVote to promote voter registration. But what is interesting is that research by the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement Circle, for the US anyway, suggests that the single biggest reason young people did not vote in 2014 was being too busy, in addition to the fact that barriers to voter registration also appear to play a part. In the same study, 24% of respondents said that they either missed the deadline or didn't know how or where to register. And that is actually what intrigues me the most, because that was a big problem. So I only recently registered to vote. I voted in GE14, and I registered to vote the moment I came back to Malaysia in 2016. Sorry, I can't even do numbers suddenly, for example. But my point is that it actually took me a long time to actually figure it out. I had to ask my parents, and I had to ask, like, okay, do you have to go to a specific place? Do you have to go, you know, today? And it turns out you just go to, like, the post office. But not everyone knows that. Not everyone, you know, has this initiative to ask, right? So if you just had an app and you just had this little portal where you could just be like, okay, put in all details, done, registered to vote. Mm. I think that it would help the turnout as well. And I think also because the voting age is going to be lowered, and most of us, let's be real, are on our phones all the time anyway, it would really, it would just be useful.
I mean, like I said to Frida earlier on, you know, this kind of negates that whole point of I don't have time to do it, I don't know how to do it, I don't know where to do it. You get a notification that says, do you want to register to vote now that you have turned 18? You know, it could be as simple as that. You know, yeah, the app could notify you that on your birthday, you are now eligible to register to vote. So you could do that all via the app. Everything is done seamlessly. They're bish, bash, bosh, done.
Yeah.
You can't argue, I don't have time to go and register.
Also, in terms of turnout, I did a little bit of research, and for GE14 specifically, there was an 82.32% turnout of people who registered to vote. So the amount of people who actually did register was 14,940,624 people, and only about, let's see, 12,299,514 turned out, which is still pretty decent. That's still a pretty decent percentage. But if voter registration was made easier for everyone, the turnout would be so much more.
So I did a bit of research myself.
And
look, I found... at you guys doing research. What's going on?
It's an interesting topic. So back in January this year, the STAR, in anticipation of GE14 coming up, because we expected it to come out somewhere in February or in March, right? They did a bit of a survey, and they found that 3 million Malaysians aged 21 and above hadn't registered to vote yet. This is in January this year, and we know that the elections happen in May. And most of them said that they felt that, oh no, their vote was not going to make a difference. You know, that was the number one reason. Second, it was that they already felt like it was too late to sign up because they anticipated the elections happening in either February or March. And the last reason was they were just too busy. So I think an online registration portal or an app or even using Snapchat for the matter would be the solution to this.
Yeah, the problem is if you create a separate app, it's an app that will only ever be used once and will be deleted and people will forget about it.
Exactly.
If you have it within something like Snapchat or within something like Instagram that reminds you as an election is coming up that, you know, you needed to have registered, you needed to, just to kind of prompt you along.
Or just simply click here to register to vote.
Yeah.
You could also potentially create like a whole election portal instead of just voting, registering to vote. So you can register to vote on there, you can follow the results on there. For example, you could do that, right? Or news on government policies or whatever, and you could filter it. You could do so much, right? You don't necessarily have to have an app with that's only like a one-time use sort of thing.
Careful, Christine. Facebook is listening.
Allegedly they're not.
We'll see. But I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Let us know what you think about this, folks. Would something like this, or could something like this, work here in Malaysia? Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Let us know your thoughts. Get us on Instagram or on Twitter. We are at BFM Radio on both of those. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to have some music, of course, from the Jackson 5 with Blame It on the Boogie. And when we get back, some very cool inventions that Alibaba are throwing out. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.